was did we talk too long?
I guess so. That's all right. I'm here with you. Sorry about that.
No,
hey, John, what are you doing, man? Talking to your friends or what?
Yeah.
But yes, to answer your question, I'm not sure if you got that. We want to make sure we're managing it in a way so that way you're not being just bombarded with calls. We don't want quantity of calls. We want quality of calls that are turning into jobs. You're not going to be happy if you're getting all these payments of things and not getting jobs. That's just plain and simple with that, you know?
Okay, so I'm sure there's a different price per item. You know what I mean? Like a roof would probably be more than a deck, I'm assuming.
No, not for our pricing.
Is that Google Ads or is it all the same?
It's all the same, sir. I know that might be different with Angie's and HomeAdvisor that say, oh, yeah, that's a bigger project. We're going to charge extra for this lead or more higher. No, not with us. You could have the most profitable job ever, and that pricing still stays the same, man. That's the best part about that.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Huh, interesting. Well, yeah, I would really like to... have things. I feel like I need to perfect what I have at the moment, and then I'd love to take on more marketing options. And I definitely am intrigued by what you got going on.
All right.
You know what I mean? So like, if I can get to where I'm getting my money's worth out of what I've already invested, then I think I want to go that direction, because long term, I would rather be in that place. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
With you guys, long term, I'd rather be in that place with you guys. And I think, I don't know if there's a huge disadvantage with having multiple websites. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you on that one, man. Don't do multiple websites unless it's like a totally different area you're trying to really conquer. Or trying to trial and error to see what's working best for you and things like that. That's a whole other thing, right? But if you're doing the same services and you have two websites. Well, think about it this way. If one customer looks at your current website and we developed one, let's say you have two websites, okay? You have your current one that you have right now and we have one for you as well. Same business, same everything.
Yeah.
One person clicked on that website that you have and another person looked at the other website. You're spreading your traffic for one, and that spread of traffic, guess what, is not helping to find you one business. Have it all in one, so that way it's not being spread out. It's making it more difficult to be ranked up higher. There you go. You're hurting yourself by doing that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't think houses gonna do SEO on my website much. They may not. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking here right now. I mean, I'll put it this way: you have a great website. It's straight to the point and things like that. I get it, right? Contacting you, I will put that on the very top to schedule something in with you. Like, there's so many different things I can, this is my personal opinion. Like I said, I help consult and things like that for my side business, but, you know, you have something up, that's what matters right now. But you gotta have it being found. And when I'm looking at it, you have a testimonial there, our story, your services, I don't see links on your services here. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're doing SEO when I'm looking at this here. But
what are you looking at it through? Are you going through like Ahrefs or something?
Well, I'm just looking just in general. They don't have any keywords really in here for you. They don't have any backlinks. There's just, you got your phone number, email, testimonial page, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that website's going anywhere other than if something's targeting me or redirected to it.
Right. And that's where we can help you with. I mean, if you're putting money into this one, great. That's awesome. But you've got to have it found. And that's where we can come in to make sure that it's linked onto your Google Business Profile. That's the only bet you're going to have.
You guys saying that you could rank this current website potentially or not really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have the option. You can utilize our services to build you a brand new website and go that route, or, and I think this is your best route on this one, utilize the one you're already paying for. You have a great website. Awesome. Let's make sure it's being found on your Google Business Profile. Get it verified. I don't even see a Google Business Profile yet, right?
Yeah, so, I don't have one. I was working on that today. It's funny.
Yeah, man, you're going to have fun with that one. Trust me, it gets a little headache. but no, we will help you with that getting verified exponentially quick.
My only concern is this, okay? You know, I think House has a lot to offer. I think there's definitely benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? It seems to be at the moment. Like, they discounted it tremendously for me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, they couldn't go anymore with all their promotions. But,
okay,
you know, and there's, I'm using their CRM, I'm using their estimating software, I'm using their, they're able to track the jobs for me, I'm able to input time, I'm able to do job, you know, basically job tracking. Pretty valuable, I think,
yeah,
when it, in terms of, you know, it's like, an internal QuickBooks, and they're also supposedly supposed to send you leads through their website, which, you know, they're getting ranked through quite a few. I mean, they're essentially paying tons to advertise their own business. So, like you're saying, now I'm paying them to advertise their business for me, which isn't really the ideal scenario. But I feel like, you know, just for the software, they're charging me like $400 a month. Just for their software, you know, for me to buy it somewhere else, it's like $200 a month. You know, and they're doing multiple softwares. So it's, you know, that's kind of where I try to justify it. Angie's isn't a yearly contract, is it? It's basically whatever you open up for your lead spend.
No, they do. They
you
do yearly
that,
as well. Yeah, sometimes they do both. Actually,
they do what?
They do both. Sometimes I'm even here. Again, we're not affiliated with them, man. I'm just going based off of every business owner that switches over. Like, I don't even care. I paid a year, and then I'm paying monthly. I had a. I'm thinking this is what you had. They have like a month promotional thing. You got to make sure that you get 10 actual leads. And I've heard horror stories with that too. But I mean. Pretty much, you're once your promotion part is up, then you're gonna start being paid charged per lead as well too. And those are just numbers thrown
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can control it supposedly, right? You can shut it off.
What I hear that you could do. I just hear so much. Again, I don't want to talk like any further about that because I'm not trying to talk bad about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just talk facts too.
No. Okay. I'm curious. You're telling me there are reviews that nobody else would probably, but that they would probably not tell you.
Right.
So,
okay.
So,
yeah.
You haven't had anybody complain saying that they won't shut off their leads, have you?
Like yes, I have. That's why. But it's not like that to every person. I mean, you got to remember, if they're switching over us, they're unhappy with that service too. So can you switch it off? Yes, to answer that question. You can manage it. But I still hear stories about that as well. But that's supposedly the functionality it's supposed to have for you. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they definitely have their own issues. I honestly don't know, because it seems like they're always nice in the beginning and then it becomes an issue later. But
yeah, and that's
regardless. We kind of did sign up for it for a bit here, and we're going to try to work through it. Back to kind of our previous conversation, I think, you know, I asked House straight up. I said, look, you guys are saying you'll do my website, you'll buy my domain, you'll do this, that and the other, and I probably shouldn't have let him buy my domain. I probably should have just bought my own because it's cheap, and then I could control and manage. You know, I could have all the credentials to sign in and whatever else. But you know, I'm grateful for what they're doing. I think it'll look good. I am curious though, because like you say, you don't really see them doing any backlinks or anything. I'm curious that, like, yeah, I won't get the house traffic going to that website, to your website essentially, but I could set up everything else to go towards that website.
Exactly.
That's
what I would say. Right. I would highly suggest to do that route. If you're keeping that website with them, that's okay. That's fine. They can still work on a lot of things, but guess what? You still got to make sure you're being found. Right now, that website is being found, number one, when you type in your business name in the area. That's great, right? Your customer's got to have something. But it looks like it's just websites where people scroll down and then they look at other stuff. Right now, if I typed in your business name, yep, that's just that. When you have our service with this, not only your website showing right there, you have work pictures showing directly to the right. This is when the customer types in your name. You're going to be number one, okay? You have to be. And that will have your hours of operations, reviews, link to the website there as well, link to, let's say, Facebook ad or social media, a phone number or a way to contact you, like where you're at in the area, what service area you service to, what services you are providing. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is a huge difference comparison to just looking at a website along with other websites here.
Okay. So in order to make a website work separately, all right, you don't want to, obviously it won't be the same name, but what I'm trying to say here is, do I need to have a separate email? You know, because my Epic Builders Idaho is linked with this website. I mean, it's on this website. It's not like it's linked to it, or maybe it is. I don't know. How much segregation does there need to be? Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, you don't need a separate email or anything like that. I'm just saying. Personally, my personal opinion on this one, I wouldn't make a double website for you. You already paid money for that website. Let's showcase that website for you. Let's get that SEO backing to it. If we're making another website, now, look, like I just said, I just did this live. I typed in your business name in your area, and that EpicBuildersUSA.com is what pops up. If we're having another one, we're competing against your own self. You have that website and then whatever website we get for you, epicbuilders.com. You see what I'm saying? So, epicbuildersllc.com, whatever it is that we make for you on there. Now you have two different things.
Okay. I understand. I think I understand what you're saying. So what you're saying is, like if you type in Epic Builders in Bonner's Ferry, then I'm coming up.
Yeah, for the website. Yes, sir.
The website's coming up. Okay. So but if you type in, say, deck contractors or general contractor, I'm probably not pulling up.
Yeah, I'm going to type that in right now. And this part I'm going to do in incognito mode, okay? So that way it's not – Google's not tampering with it as if I'm – you know, what I'm normally searching for. So I'm going to deck contractor near, okay? All right. Now, of course, I got the sponsored stuff, which where we can put you as a Google ad right there. But we scroll down, and the first person that pops up in that business is Sasquatch Builders LLC. So
yeah,
you got Elevated Concrete. You got all these people here. Let's put it this way, partner, okay? And I'm just being, you know, straight up with you here. We've been talking for a little bit here. The second person in line, when I'm typing in, this is for Dex, like the number one thing that your main service you want to target the most. Elevated Concrete LLC. Have you heard of these guys?
I don't think so.
Okay. They have 3 5-star reviews. Just 3. Okay. And they're number 2 ranked. The third one, Fulton Quality Construction. They only have 2 5-star Google reviews. Everyone else, even number one, he only has 17 reviews and they're 4.9-star rating. You have great reputation. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to move that traffic. That's not an issue. What I'm trying to say is your competition of being literally on top spots here are pretty easy.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. But,
yeah.
But, okay, so though, I think, and I don't know if up here is just weird, where people aren't really getting a ton of traffic from Google. I mean, because, like, everybody and their dog's a general contractor, it seems like.
Yeah.
it's just weird here because, like, you know, it's small town, there's enough contractors where everybody probably knows somebody in their family that's a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody subs out anything. So basically everybody goes from start to finish, bar, plumbing, and electrical.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of why, like, sure, I'd love to – I do want to dominate this market. But, see, the guy I was working with before, he offered kind of to do multiple Google My Business listings, kind of like we talked about. But, but like you say, we'd have to do a different address, we wouldn't have to do a different name, would we?
No. Same address. Same business name, different address, if you're trying to go further up.
And different phone number.
Yes, and different phone number, correct.
Gotcha. Because I'd really like to dominate, like, Standpoint through a GMB. And that's, like, an hour away.
Okay.
And I don't really have a game plan. I mean, I guess I do know somebody that would potentially, that I could ask. I know somebody that lives local there. And they seem like nice people, but I don't know if they would.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't suggest that then. How about this, Barley? You said how far was it of a drive?
It's like an hour.
Okay, an hour is about 50, 55 mile radius. We're talking about Google Ads goes to 100 miles. That's a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
Right? So if we're doing that from your address now, then that will reach that far out. You don't have to make another one where half.
But it would be diluted, right? It would be diluted on the outskirts.
No. Anything further than that, that's when it starts getting a little more diluted, right? But this is that package, the Google Ads, that's for that reason. That's why I suggest that.
Mm.
I would not suggest if you're trying to hit 100 mile radius to use the Facebook ads. That I would then now say, no, that's not a good idea if that's what you're looking for after speaking with you. I think your Google Ads is your best
bet. Well, I'll be 100% transparent just because I'm looking for advice, okay?
For sure. Okay.
So I recently, you know, I was trying to promote my own business here. You know, there is quite a bit of – there's nobody doing marketing. Like, there's not competition in marketing, but there is, like, a lot of people doing exactly what I'm doing. And they're – basically, the economy is slowing down, more or less, all right?
Okay.
It seems like a lot of people that were busy aren't busy, and the people that were slammed are barely keeping themselves busy. You know, this is from a year ago. So with that said, I basically met up with somebody that lives in Spokane, which is, you know, the almost 100 miles away.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And... so where are you from? Curious. You got me curious.
I'm going to be real with you. I lived everywhere pretty much. Parents were split, and I moved around a lot. Started working at a very young age. I'm in Alabama now, but this company works. Yeah, we're global, though.
Yeah. So basically, he's in Spokane. I'm talking to him. I end up doing some deck for him. He ends up saying, hey, he's been in door-to-doors. He's been in a lot of home service-based businesses. He was a top salesman for a couple companies. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
Okay.
So we decide to go into basically a joint venture type deal. And he basically sells jobs that I can do. And he's done pretty good, like shaking the bushes. He's, like, within the last week, he's gathered up probably 5 jobs. Some small, some bigger, some with more potential than the others. But I like the direction it's going.
Okay.
And so, and the message from Angie is, and I'm sure you can pull it up eventually too, you know, if we got started, but there's a ton of, well, somebody was saying that Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Hayden area is like the number one growing place, like a lot of people moving in essentially in the United States, which I think it's moved around. It used to be Southern Idaho. It used to be probably Southern Utah, and it's kind of just been moving around a bit, but it seems to stay in this local area from what I gather. So I guess my point is they have like there's a big influx. Like I had them look at all the leads they got for pretty much all North Idaho.
Okay.
And the Spokane area pretty much dominates the whole Northern Idaho.
Okay.
You know, granted Northern Idaho ain't huge,
yeah.
But you got like three or four cities in Coeur d'Alene and Hayden, which are huge right next to Spokane. So I'm coming to the conclusion that, you know, there's going to be a ton of work in that area.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at it
local,
right now.
Local to him, which is kind of the sales guy. Now I have to travel to install or, you know, which isn't the most convenient, but I, you know what I mean? If that's where good paying work is, maybe, and I have to travel over an hour anyways, then maybe it's a good option. You know, that's kind of been my thoughts. I've tried to go central with, you know, basically meet in the middle, go to Sandpoint mm-hmm. with him. But the only problem is, there don't seem to be just a ton of traffic. Now, if I dominated, you know, I probably have plenty for myself, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
but in terms of starting a new business, I'm just trying to think through it and be like, okay, do I go just stay local and make sure I dominate from local out? It seems like the most feasible thing. Or do I go?
Okay, I see your question, and my answer is this, and this is my personal opinion from it, okay? This is not coming from Local Splash on this. I just want to make sure I'm giving you this the right way here, okay?
For sure.
First off, you're in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho.
Right.
Because you're local and everyone's going through their local guys, but they're always searching, man, regardless. If they see you right there with your reviews and with your line of work, I'm just saying that. I think you're going to do extremely well. But let's say worst case scenario, you're not. But you're still building from your area. And that's getting the foundation strong. Then branch out. Right? That's just hands down. That's what I would do. Okay? If you have the package like this that can go do both, even more to you. Right? You have a website. Great. What good is a website if you're not getting jobs from it? Right? We need to make sure we're getting traffic to it. I'm sure you have an app to see how much traffic, or not even just an app, just a way to keep track of your traffic going to that website from what you're telling me. Look at that traffic. If it is a lot of traffic and you're not getting a lot of jobs, something's going on here. If you're having no traffic and you have a great website, something going on right there. This is that, I like to look at all the online presence as puzzle pieces making one big picture. Not one's more important than the other, but they all make that good customer experience. And that's everything.
For sure.
If it's convenient for a customer, great. You're listed on the first page. That's convenience. No one looks at the second, third page. They don't want to do homework. Right? I don't know if it's because they're lazy or they just don't know it exists. But either or, they ain't looking at it. That's where we can help you. Okay? Commercial work. You know what? Like you mentioned, if anything, economy is going bad or anything like that, they're going to start shopping around. Where's the first place they're going to look? Google. Google it.
For sure.
That's what this is, right?
Well, commercial, I mean, I don't know. My experience with commercial is they may go to Google eventually and start looking, and absolutely.
Yeah.
But most of the time they have, commercial is the longer project, and they don't have to have as many Like, they don't have to cycle through as many people because they just find people that will follow them. That's what I did for, I don't know, for like 10 years, it seems. 10 years, I just chased commercial, but local, it's a little harder, and it's crazy because, you know, there'll be local guys and commercial, they'll bring in people from out of town. And that's who I was, is the guy that came from out of town and did the work.
Well, so, there you go, man. They're seeing, and imagine you getting this job that's further out. They know you're locally in this and Bonners, and guess what? They're going to put a review for you. This guy went out of his way to come help us, and he did an amazing job. I highly suggest you use him. Now you're building, you're killing two birds with one stone again, because you're building a name for yourself in general, and it's not going to Angie, it's not going to anyone else, it's going to your company. And they have a website to leave a review there. That if you have a Google icon thing to say, all right, leave a review, and it goes right to your Google reviews, that's helping your company. And all the from within those 100 miles, you know, you see what I'm saying? So to me, that's a great investment, because no matter what, you are keeping your listing for your company. I'll put it this way, knock on wood, let's say you part ways. Guess what? We don't take those reviews down. We don't take your Google Business Profile. That's yours.
Right.
Now you see what I'm saying? So, no matter what.
So,
yeah.
So staying on that note,
Yeah.
If I pay you guys to put into the house website, they said they'll take it down. I don't walk away with any assets. And that's why I've even considered going to the, and I could verify that, but that's what I remember him telling me, because I asked him specifically, I'm like, do I get to keep my website? And they're like, oh no, that goes with us. We want you to work with us always. You know what I mean?
Right. But, I think that's for most. Yeah. Okay.
So that's my point is, yeah, you say, stay with one website, and I see the value in it, and I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But how? I mean, yeah. How do I?
Okay, I see your question.
Would I have to start over? Would I have to start over? You know, say we part. How's raises their rates on me, or they no longer fit my needs. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because they cater well, and it's the best option for me at the moment. But say if I grow and like their software can't keep up or whatever, then which I mean, I don't know. I think probably the only thing that would happen is they seem pretty solid and they've been pretty good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see any time in the near future that I wouldn't be happy with them. But
okay.
But at the same time, there is always that in my mind. Like, I rank my website through them, and then they take it down the second.
Right.
Doesn't go well. It's not mine.
I'll put it like this. I think there's multiple things I'm going to go over with you on that. For one, let's say you move forward with us right now, right? Boom. Okay, we're showcasing that website. We're not touching. We're not competing with them. We're helping them. Right now,
okay.
Answer me right off the bat on this one, okay? How are you getting enough traffic on your website right now?
Absolutely not. There's no traffic.
Okay. See, there you go. So now you have options.
I mean, the only traffic that they sent me like 2 leads, and I'm positive it came from their website.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm like listed as a pro or whatever on their website. If you're looking for services, because House is pretty all encompassing. Like, they have a huge online store for builders.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? So people can be like shopping, and then they like, oh, a professional can install near me, you know what I mean? And they can be like clicking to professionals, and like I'd be on that directory.
Okay.
For their area. You know what I mean? And I think that's where I got it, was from their website. Definitely not from mine.
Okay. So here's my proposal on this then. Moving forward, keep that website. Keep it running with them. You might get something from their own website. Who cares? You're getting jobs. You're getting leads. Okay.
Right.
We're showcasing your website you have. We're not touching your actual website. We're focusing on that Google Business Profile, yours. Okay. So much that they're finding that website on your Google Business Profile. They click to that to schedule an appointment, things like that, whatever it is. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So just so I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you're going to focus on the GMB or the GMP or whatever.
Yeah, they used Google to call it GMB, Google My Business, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to focus on GMP, but would you try to funnel that traffic to that website by Houzz or no?
Yes, not to Houzz, but to your what website they develop for you. Yeah, your link to that website is going to be right in there, along with whatever you have else on there as well. So that's key. Now, let's say in the future that you were talking about, like, oh, man, maybe it might not be able to help me in the future for this website. What do I do then at that point? I'm scared. Do I start all over? No. We just get, again, I'll have the notes in the account for the website to be included for you. That way, if we need to get you a whole new domain or anything like that, it's not going to hurt you. Right now, that would hurt you, but not later. Why? Because right now, you only have a website domain. Right now, your website, when people type in your business name, they only see your website, epicbuildersusa.com. But if you have a Google Business Profile, that website's in there, but hey, they don't really care because they see you in the future. They're like, oh, that's his company. This is his website. Click it right from there. They trust that rather than just hitting the website on the side. Hands down.
Yeah.
So if in the future we change out the domain because you don't want to use them, you want to use us. I'm just giving you an example here, okay?
Yeah.
And the website's included. We got, let's say it's epicbuildersllc.com or .net, whatever it is. They're going to click on that, and it's going to your business website. Boom. You're still in the clear. You don't have to restart nothing. You're still okay for now and for a future. So for now, I would promote this website you have currently on your Google Business Profile. Later down the road, if you want to change it, you can. You have the option to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that said, then you're basically saying I'm building my presence and more focusing on SEO for the Google My Business Profile, not so much the website. And then once we get, you know, that works. I push them to promote SEO on it because that's what they're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the event that they switch, I still have like my greatest asset, which is my GMP or whatever.
Boom.
And we just switch the domain and redirect it to the new website, and then you guys can do SEO on that website.
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I think that's a solid. A solid way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Cause obviously they're not going to do GMB optimization.
They're not. The reason I say it is cause I'm looking for you everywhere right now. And I'm not seeing you.
Yeah, for sure. Huh. That is interesting. Interesting. Okay. Like I say, I would love to get started today, but I need to basically finish, you know, like go through this trial period with Home Advisor, hopefully get some money out of it, you know, get some jobs locked in, and then I want to finish getting my website built up through, because I only have so much time to put towards marketing, you know what I mean? Get my website with them to, because you guys are going to be calling me saying, okay, now I need pictures, I need this, I need that. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, we only ask for an hour window for the onboarding part, and we don't need to be babysitted, man. Well, I'll put it, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We just want to make sure you know that, hey, this is your company. We keep it that way, then. You know, we're not going to do something without your permission just because we thought it was a great idea. Even if it is a great idea, but still, we need to go over it with you. So, I mean, have you want to say contacting only through email or through text or however you want. We want to make sure we're abiding by that and respecting your time, right? You got a business to run. So I'll put it this way, Parley. How about this? I mean, you saw our website here with the local packages. There is a third package that's called the Pro Package. You're still, if I apply the promotional rate for that, it'll be $199, right? And hear me out on this, okay? Because I don't usually do this for, or suggest this to everyone, but I think this might be one of those rare cases for you. And I'll get to the reasoning why, but $199, is the monthly on there. It's a $99 setup fee, obviously. We can't scratch this. So let's say we do that package. Now, you're securing your listing. You're getting your business profile rapidly, getting up there as well and verified. We're putting your website you currently have in there as well, too. You're dominating a lot of your online presence because you're on Angie's, you're on HomeAdvisor, you're on House, you have your website, you have your local directories, and you're listing on Google. When you're ready to upgrade, or when you're saying, because you're saving money that way too, right? When you're ready to upgrade, or you're like, John, I'm ready to rock and roll with this, let's do the Google Ads, or let's do the Platinum Package. I can still apply those same promotional rate at any time because you secured your listing. And you don't have to worry about us working with anyone else. Yeah.
So. Okay. So back to, I guess, your website. So what does this include, the $200?
Okay. So it'll be $298. This is for the lowest package to get started, but it's $200 monthly. Okay. I'm still including the website, no matter, regardless of any option you take, okay, when you're ready to utilize our team to build a website. So you don't have to make a decision on making a website right away. You can utilize us to help promote this website you have, or for us to make a new one. Completely up to you. This includes local directories, Yelp, Bing, Google. So that's your main ones here, okay, for this package.
Okay, so and you're throwing me on Yelp, Bing, Google.
And any Apple product. If they're looking on their iPhones, everyone has an iPhone these days, right? If they're looking at Safari or using Siri, you're going to be there to capture them as well, too. People don't realize that they pay for Google and then they're not on an iPhone, actually. I literally had this happen with a friend of mine that opened one of those vapor stores, you know, for a smoke shop type of thing. And he was like, yeah, I'm listed on Google, man. And I was looking out for him. I was like, let me take a look. I was trying to find you to find your business on Google Maps. I couldn't find you for the life of me. You're not even listed. And I showed him on my phone. He goes, wow, it's weird. It shows on my phone, and he has a Samsung. And I was like, listen, just because you've got your Google Business Profile doesn't mean it's going to work on everything. You got to make sure you cover all bases. Like, it was a friend of mine, you know, so I'm talking a little differently. But same thing with you.
Sure.
We want to make sure you're included on those iPhones as well, too. So that's included. And that's at $199 monthly. But by the time you hit 1 month marker, I think you're already going to know more so to say, all right, John, I'm ready to do this package or whatever from there. But at least we're already working on getting you verified, making sure you're there locally. And if anything comes out of that, great. If not, that's all right. You still secured your listing. You have your other listings. You have your directories. You have a tracking system. And if you need a website during that middle of that time, then we got your back on that too. Like, we're already working on things. By the time you're saying, John, I want to do Facebook ads or I want to do Google ads, man.
Okay,
all right,
for $200, it don't include Facebook.
It does not include Facebook. Nothing else. That's why I don't usually suggest it, because when I'm talking to business owners, most of them have already a Google Business Profile at least, or they have a web presence more so than what you have right now. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want you to put money towards something that's not going to do you much better, right? I want to make sure we're earning your business.
So for $50, you do Facebook or no?
Yeah. So $50 more in the package, you get more value for the dollar, because at $249 a month, we put $100 back into your company for those Facebook ads. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I always suggest that over the lower package.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So you're doing a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing a Google My Business Facebook page and ads for the Facebook for $250.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. And then if I just went with $200. So with the $300, is there an onboarding fee or no?
No, there's no onboarding fees or anything. It's just $298 to get started. I could set that up as early as tomorrow if you like, tomorrow morning. That way they're not skipping a beat. They go over everything as far as the keywords and algorithms, because that's important. You want to make sure you're being found for decks installs, or things like that. also show you how to maneuver through your tracking system to keep track of everything as well. And then right from there, they make the magic happen, man. Yeah.
Okay. So with Facebook leads, I mean, how effective are they?
I mean, everyone's different, right? Me, my wife, I'll put it this. I don't like Facebook myself for general use, okay? But for my business, it really does very well. People love to talk. And, you know, when they're typing in things, then bam, my business is right there for them. So when it comes down to it, when the Facebook target marketing ads go out, they're only going to people searching for your services in your areas that you want to service to. And it's not just an ad shooting out to everyone. My wife and she's not around, so I could say this out loud, I guess now, but we love the ads. We love when an ad pops up on our stuff because we know it's a relevant ad to what we're looking for. For a couch, for example, we're moving, you know, we want to make sure we have a beautiful couch we're looking for. And so we've typed it on Google, and then all of a sudden my wife goes on Facebook, better believe. There's some beautiful discounts coming on just because it's in our area and we know how it works, right? Now, she doesn't click it to call that business. She'll show it to me, and we love it. Okay, cool. We find the number, and we call it directly. Now, you as a business owner, I'm preaching to the choir when I say this. If you had something like that, you're going to say, hey, you're a new customer. How did you hear about this? Oh, we heard it through Facebook. We saw a discount on there. Or we looked on Google. They might not even say Facebook. They might say Google. But they actually, in reality, they saw it on Facebook as well. It's a sign, right? They saw you on Yelp. They saw you on Google. They saw you on Facebook. All right, I think I'll give this guy a call. Right? So I'm giving a whole spiel here, but that's how it works. Again, big puzzle piece.
So the reason why you don't click on it is because you don't want to charge that person or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, my wife, I talk to her about how we run things and stuff like that. I like to look out for the businesses, you know. But we do like the ads. I don't tell my wife that part because then she starts actually clicking and start buying too much stuff. I never see my wallet anyway, so, you know. But
all interesting. The 250 is definitely what I mean, I'd like to have a Facebook presence.
Okay.
When it comes to Facebook presence, what's the difference between Facebook and Instagram?
So we used to do a lot of different social medias and stuff, but Instagram, Twitter, and all this, like, we're putting in so much work, you're putting in so much work for such a little return. Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads, believe it or not, more than double. So a Facebook ad, you're looking at 9% conversion rates, whereas like Google ads is like a 4% conversion rate. Now, that's average for all businesses that utilize them, right? And so just giving you a heads up on that, you know. And that's
so 9%, so basically 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Convert. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do you guys do a CRM for it? I mean, I know some people provide, like, how do I manage these ads?
Yeah, so when it comes to the ads, I mean, again, our team is there to do that for you, man, okay? We do ads as much as once a week. I think that personally that's a lot because you want to know what's working. I mean, that's a short amount of time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but say in terms of people calling, is that, I mean, or their contact info, where does it go?
That's the question. Okay, got it. That dashboard, that tracking system we developed for you, you'll be able to see it there. Okay, you'll be able to see how it clicks, the promotions, ads, keywords, phone numbers.
Can I see a list of who calls and their phone number or not?
1,000%, yes, sir. Yeah. We want to make sure, because again, this is not a paper lead system or anything like that. If you miss a call, call them back, man. We encourage you to.
Yeah, yeah, but is it, I mean, obviously when they call, it's going to my phone or whatever we set up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, their info in terms of so-and-so's name, you know, they called at this time, and is there a way that I can, like, go through it? Because obviously it's going to show up on my phone as just a number.
Right.
Not without a name.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, if they call you by clicking on it and calls you directly from there, better believe on that dashboard it will have the information to call them back, name everything, what time, things like that. Yes. Here, actually, I think I might even have Let's see if I have something here. Give me one second.
Because the reason why I ask is because, like, the company I was with when I was doing all these ads they basically created a customer management system with a Go High Level. And I think they were making them fill out a form, and it would just populate into Go High Level.
Ah, okay, yeah.
So, you know, and then you'd have their email, their phone number, each thing in there. I could probably do it manually, and it wouldn't be just too big of a deal, but how do I get it? Like, on the back end, where...
I hear you saying.
Say somebody clicks on my ad. What form is it in? How do I convert it into my CRM? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. And this is just thinking out loud, okay? I'm not going to say what to do or anything like that. Just thinking out loud. I mean, we can make the modification of the ad itself saying, hey, please fill out this form and click here to call. That way you have their information and they clicked on it and calls you directly right from that ad.
Well, sure. And I think I'd prefer something like that.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
So I have the ability to follow up.
Yeah. All right. It sounds like this. We might have found a solution here for you. For now, anyway.
Yeah. And there's, like, no contract. It's just, could you do it? Do I have to go $350 to get started, or just the $250?
For the Facebook one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Facebook is, if you're rounding, I mean, it's $348 to get started, yeah. But we already put $100 of those dollars into that spend already for this month for you, again, for the Facebook stuff as well, too. And to answer your other question, I'm not dodging bullets on this one. I'm going to read this verbatim for you, okay? We will give you a phone number, that's direct phone number, so you're always being able to contact us, and we'll be able to get back to you in a timely manner if that's the case, but this is the ending here. We do everything recorded. It's called a voice verification. Again, we say, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support, that the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That's verbatim. So, all we ask for is 3 days in advance before your next billing cycle starts, so that way you're not being charged for that upcoming month. And, Parley, mentioning this to you, if you're, let's say you're like, man, this is going really well, I am going on vacation, or this time of the season I put on pause on everything, is there anything you can do to help me? Yes. We have a seasonal hold that we can do. Again, let us know ahead of time so that way you're not being charged for that month, you're saving money, and when it starts up again, you're ready to go. And you saved money, but also we're not starting from scratch all over again either.
I see. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, is there a way you could waive that onboarding fee?
No. So this is the $249, the $99?
Yeah.
You know what? How about this? You're planning, Parley, in the, the only thing is, because I know we're doing the list. Okay. How about this? You can rebuttal me on this one, okay, partner? I'm not trying to do negotiation back and forth stuff. I really want to help. If we were to get this started today, $348, if you upgrade your package or anything like that, there will be no onboarding fee or anything. It will be actually straight to the package in general. And I'm still including the website whatever time you decide to do that as well, too. How would that be?
Okay, so say it again.
Okay. Yeah. So if we're getting started today at $348, having the Facebook ads and everything, okay, no matter when you decide to do your website, that's included for you. You will not have to pay for the website for the life of you being with us.
And for sure.
Two, if you upgrade your package in any of these packages that we discussed, you will not have to pay an additional onboarding system for those. It will just be whatever package it is with the promotional rate. Let's say the Google ads, you're like, John, I'm ready to do up Google ads. Great. You will not have to pay another $99 onboarding system for that. It will just straight be the package.
Gotcha. But you can't waive the current one.
Yeah, that's the onboarding, man. Like, I can't take it from there. That's why. And the website. Like, they're going to murder me if I even try to...
Without doing a
Yeah, like, you gotta see my position from my side of the spectrum here, you know?
For sure. Yeah, I... I mean, I think it would be no-brainer for me at 250, but I might have to wait till, I mean, I just don't have enough funds.
Oh, okay. Is it because of the budgeting on that? Is that why you're trying to do the 249?
Yeah, like I told you in the beginning, it was, I mean, like I might be able to rob from Peter to pay Paul, you know what I mean? To get onboarded, because I'd like to get going as soon as I could.
Right.
But I might have to wait a week or two, maybe a month, and then I should, you know, hopefully some of this other stuff's paying off, this other investment, and then I for sure could pay the onboarding fee and everything we need at that point. But
how about this? Because I know for a fact, just from talking, you're probably going to be upgrading your package to the Google Ads in the future, right?
I mean, potentially. I don't know. I might try it, but I don't know.
You're more than likely going to be upgrading. If you do, then I'll put that $90 onboarding process fee towards that package in the future when you decide to do that. How about that? So you're paying $249 today. That covers your whole month until next month, and that from there on as well. It's $249. Okay? And when you're ready, Parley, to upgrade your package, at that time it'll be a $99 setup fee at that point for the other package. How's that?
Yeah, I think that's doable.
Okay, sorry. Hope you understand what I'm saying here. All right, so perfect. Now, I just need 10 minutes of time to... Yeah, all right.
So I'll get an onboarding fee once I go with the Google Ads. Which
correct.
Is,
Yes.
We'll know for sure at that point if, you know, obviously something better be working, and then it's just adding to the fire, so hopefully...
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, partner. I'm going to help you out here. Parley, if for any reason that this call gets disconnected again, it's because of the time frame, I'll give you a call right back like we did, okay? Parley, am I spelling the name correctly? Is it P-A-R-L-E-Y?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name, Parley?
Holm, H-O-L-M.
H-O-N?
H-O-L-M.
Oh, H-O-L-N. All right, beautiful. All right. And then I have your email address here. Is that the best email? Because I don't forget anything I always say, okay? Now, when it comes to your email address, I want to make sure after payment you see your invoice through text and email. So is this the best email to send the invoice to, epicbuildersidaho@gmail.com?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay. And then the phone number we're talking on, is that the best number for us, I'm assuming, for us to reach out to you, right? Ending with the 0350?
It is.
Okay. And now, do you want your customers to reach out to the other number? I saw on the website it was ending with the 5998. Do you want the customers to reach out to that number?
No, that's Al's number, I'm sure.
Oh. You know, you better talk to him on that one, man. That's the phone number they listed on your website.
Really? Yeah, yep. I probably will have to.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I caught that there. All right. Now, the next part, this is all for Google. Let's make sure we have this right, okay? If not, it could delay things. I don't want that to happen. I have the business name is Epic Builders LLC. Now, remember we talked about the address stuff. It's optional to show to the public and optional not. You don't have to. But I do have an address at 104 Conrad Place, obviously Bonners Ferry, 83805. Is that a correct address?
It is.
Okay, now I'm assuming you want to keep that hidden from the public, correct?
I mean, obviously I want that to be where my GMB resonates from, but I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, I'd prefer people not like showing up, knocking on the door, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yes. I'm going to notate to keep it hidden then. All right, so give me 1 second. Now, again, we're doing the onboarding and everything, and still no, again, we're not charging anything for it. It's going to go towards when you upgrade your package in the future. So, I could set up as early as tomorrow morning or evening. What would work better for you?
For what? Onboarding?
Yes, sir.
What time in tomorrow morning?
I always get confused with your area. Like right now, you're in Mountain Time, correct? It's like 10:45.
No, it's Pacific. North Idaho is Pacific.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, let me make sure this changes here.
Don't ask me why. Don't make any sense.
It doesn't, but okay. we open shop. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
7 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
You got it, yep. And we do it by the hour, so whichever time frame you want to do, it could be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, however you like.
Okay, hang on just a second.
I'm filling everything in right now. Let's get to.
I have an appointment at 8 a.m.
Okay.
I have no clue how long that's going to take.
Okay.
But
we can do it more.
What time in the evening?
Yeah, we could do 1, 2, or 3.
Let's shoot for 2, I guess.
2 o'clock it is. All right, let me put this in right now. Oh, tomorrow at 2, ain't that something? They have a meeting at 2. Out of all days, you gotta be kidding me. Can we do 3 or 4? Sorry, man. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 to 4 is fine.
Okay, sorry about that. Usually it's easy peasy. All right, let me do this. I'm going to send you a Google invite through email, and that way you have another form of contact for me in case you ever need me, which I know, if anything, please do not forget this, okay? If you upgrade your package or if you do everything, you will never have to pay the normal rates from here on. As long as you talk to me, I can apply that to you, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, partner. I got you, partner.
Okay, you're gonna send me an email with your contact info, because this
right
number
now.
That I have isn't your number.
Well, this is our company number, so this one goes to our call center. You would have to be transferred, so I'm gonna give you everything right now. Don't you worry, okay? So right now I'm sending you an email. It's gonna come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know what you got that.
Yeah, I got it.
Beautiful. In there, double check, because sometimes it doesn't show my number on that one. I'll send you a separate email so that way you have my direct phone number with my extension, okay? Let me know at the very bottom there, or somewhere in there. If it doesn't have it, don't do anything yet. I'll make sure to send you another one with my email and everything as well. Same email, just with my number in there. But on this email, the number one thing we're going to look for is yes, no, or maybe. We're going to hit yes on there. Nothing further than that, okay?
Okay, so does Local Splash Okay, so basically say yes, it's a calendar invite. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, once you hit yes on your side, it shows them an email saying, hey, you're committed to this meeting. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting as well. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Yep.
I believe that. Yeah, it should be good.
Okay. And then the next part. Did you see my phone number in there by any chance? The 877 number?
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Okay, so then let me send you right now. I don't forget promises, man. So let me do that right now. I'm just going to put subject contact. info.